Bay Area Compass. Located at bayareacompass.blogspot.com.
Jay Area!
What's good, YouTube? It's your boy, Don Julio, giving that fire content. Once again, I'm representing Bay Area Compass today. I'm with the real Cousin D.
What's happening, baby?
Cousin D, as short. Yeah, I appreciate you coming in, bro.
Man, thank you for having me.
It's the beginning of
man.
Something bigger. I really hope it's the beginning of something bigger.
I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for having me. Thanks for sharing the platform. Shout out Lex. Shout out Bay Area Compass. You know what I mean? I see what y'all doing too. So, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's Gucci. Yes, love.
Appreciate you, man. So, people want to know what you've been up to, bro. Because I feel like they kind of want to get to know who the real Cousin D is. No pun intended.
I've been making music for like 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I feel like the last 2 years I've been gaining some traction. Mm-hmm. Like, I got my posters right here, excuse me.
You're good.
Right here, the last three projects I put out in 2018, I did a project with Stevie Joe. Shout out Stevie Joe.
Yeah.
And then beginning of this year, I got my solo entitled Progression. And then I just dropped a project with my big bro right here, Jet Black. You dig what I'm saying? So, like, doing a lot of projects, then I'm going to focus on more shows afterwards and the marketing aspect of things afterwards. So,
I understand.
Last couple of years has been really good and been learning a lot more about the business and being, you know, more mature with making decisions. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So you've been in the game for 10 years. What's the difference between you starting out in the game to where you're at right now? What have you learned and what have you taken from the mistakes you've made back then?
Well, probably even more than 10 years, but I wouldn't even count that extra.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was rapping in high school.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was just for fun, you know what I'm saying? But as we got older, I felt like I could go somewhere with this, but then life happens, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I ran into my own issues with the law, so that definitely messed up traction for sure, momentum. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, that slowed you down. Because
absolutely. Because you aren't able to do nothing. You can't make no money. Can't see your loved ones, you can't do no business. When you get out, you start back from scratch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you come out with nothing but gate money, so it's really really from scratch. So
speak about that mentality of you coming out, you getting back into the music, and you kind of discovering who you were again.
I had to find out who I was first, too. Like, I didn't come out immediately and started doing music.
Yeah.
Although I did write a lot while I was in there. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to find myself, rebuild relationships with my family. Mm-hmm. Because those are relationships that was broken due to my mistakes as well and my F-ups, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know, can I cuss in here?
Okay, cool.
So during my fuck-ups and all that, you know what I'm saying? So I had to, try to mend them. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you feel like you're doing it for the family? You're doing it for the love of the game? You're doing it to hopefully get notoriety? What's it all for at the end of the day?
It's a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely, I always say, you're your own star player, right? So you got to take care of yourself first before you can take care of other people. So I feel like doing the music is therapeutic to me.
Yeah.
So even if I make it or I don't make it, if I feel like I can still do music and it's making me happy, mm-hmm. I'm going to continue to do that. Now, on the business aspect of things, it's always a learning experience. So I'm always open to learning the mm-hmm. business and trying to figure out the business, the management, the marketing, you know what I mean? So those are all new aspects of things that I'm open to learning, and I'm learning on the way as well.
I was curious, for someone who's been in the game for so long like you, compared to someone who just jumps in the game in like a year and they have this type of persona, let's say it's that young kid persona, the colored hair, the stereotypical mumble rapper, how do you feel about them getting clout and people just kind of riding their wave as compared to something with real lyricism and like something with real roots from it?
That's a really good question, man. I mean, for me, I don't, that's not my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people my age probably isn't. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I can't hate on it because that's their own lane and mm-hmm. that's what they feel. I just don't vibe with it for whatever reason. I mean, I fuck with the substance. You dig? Yeah. There has to be substance. It's got to be heartfelt.
And, can you respect the hustle about
absolutely.
It?
Yeah. I mean, if you got to feed your family, you know what I'm saying? Do your thing. As long as it ain't no fuckboy shit, then you know what I mean? Shit, whatever. But I ain't with it, though. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. A lot of people are selling their souls for the game, pretty much, just swallowing their pride and kind of doing like this outlandish shit just to get clout. Do you feel like people in this generation now are just so obsessed with clout that they're willing to do anything to kind of just be in front of people's faces? And do you feel like, you're going to stay true to yourself and kind of keep doing your wave?
Absolutely. A lot of people are like that nationwide.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Bay is a different culture. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at the Two Shorts and you look at the E40s.
Yeah.
I felt like they never really sold their soul.
What I mean? They stayed true.
They stayed true to their situation, and they're successful. So that's the blueprint that I look up to. Mm-hmm. The independent grind. Like I feel like I don't need a major.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But shoot, I mean, major would be nice, but I'm not gonna sell my soul. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying? And that's just, I feel like that's a lot of people's mindset in the actual Bay Area.
Yeah.
But in other places, it's just like, man, we just trying to make it no matter what happens, man. I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I ain't with that. I feel like the people I fuck with too ain't with that as well.
Exactly. So you coming up in the music for as long as you've been into it.
Yes, sir.
The people you've collabed with, like, you know, Jet Black and, you know, other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak on some of the relationships you've made in the music and, you know, some of the people you still talk to today?
Yeah, I made music with a lot of people, but not every single person I made music with is like my, you know, I became close to or nothing like that. You dig what I'm saying? Like my big brother Jet, we just on the same boat.
Yeah.
I feel his vibe and, you know, and that's my big brother.
Yeah.
But then if I do music with somebody else and I'm not really feeling their energy, and that has happened, mm-hmm. we made a song together, cool, but then we ain't never talked again afterwards, it is what it is.
What's more important, bro? Is it the business or is it the culture? Say if you have a big name, you don't really fuck with him, but you know he's going to push your music out there. Would you be willing to make that feature with that person? Or you're like, nah, bro, I'm going to stay true to like what I want to, you know, the energy I want to keep pushing out.
Well, it depends. I mean, there's street, you know, politics that you can't touch, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like if you telling, like, mm-hmm. I can't fuck with you, even though if your music hard, it's just exactly. it's
no,
over with.
No snitches.
No snitching for sure. You know what I mean? No homosexual shit. I don't fuck with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that.
There's like certain shit that I don't fuck with, but you know, they politics got to be correct. But I can't, you know, like if I fuck with you, your politics is correct now, and you do something afterwards, that don't make me a sucker.
Yeah,
I didn't know that you was gonna do some sucker shit afterwards. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm only going on what I know at that particular moment, present time.
I feel you.
But for sure, I'm gonna do homework. I mean, you know, for this project with Jet, like I hit him up. Although we've known each other for a minute, I hit him up. You know what I mean? And then we did homework on each other,
mm-hmm.
and then we figured it out. Okay, cool. Figured out the mathematics, and then we moved forward.
All right. Let me ask you this question: what's an artist in the Bay you'd want to work with? And just let's say what
I would
artist,
like to work with. You
yeah.
said?
What artist in the Bay you'd like to work with, and what artist just in general you would like to work with?
I would like to work with 40, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been on a movie set with him. He follows me. Mm-hmm. I follow him, and you know, I'm just like, I just got to figure out how to holler at him.
Yeah.
Pretty much
trying to get him at the right time.
Get him at the right time, and I just want to talk to him, you know, one on one, and let him know my plans and everything. I don't want to do the DM thing.
Yeah,
pretty sure he gets a million DMs.
All
you know
the
what
time,
I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
And even going through management, I just feel like that's also, you know, it's still a just catching him at the right time. You know, face to face. I feel like I would love to work with 40.
Yeah. What are some of the people, the Bay Area artists, like your favorite people to work with besides just Black, you know?
Besides Black?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Stevie. Me and Stevie, you know, shout out Stevie Joe. We put out Concrete Chronicles, man, in October 2018, so last year. You know what I mean? I was a fan first, too. You feel me? Like, I told him, like, bro, I'm a fan of your music, man, and, you know, I would love to do a project with you. And, you know, we did a single first, and then with the project afterwards. So it was really Gucci. I was happy about that.
Hell yeah.
I just really hollered at him for a verse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he had hit me and said, man, let's do a project. So that made me really happy. So, I fuck with Stevie, man. Tough. That's big bro, too.
Shout out
Stevie.
As you've, you know, been kind of like figuring out your sound this whole time, have you feel like you've had to like adjust it since once you started to where you're at now?
Oh, absolutely. I used to sound a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Certain times I wouldn't be on beat about 10 plus years ago.
Yeah.
I slowed it down a lot. And then now I write a verse in 10, 15 minutes, knock it out. You know what I mean? I do a lot of punch-ins, you know what I'm saying? So every word could be heard. Every, you know, there's no deep breaths in between, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I rock. But everybody's different.
Exactly. What's one of their favorite projects you've completed? Like, you're like, this is the one I'm so happy with. You know, I put my emotion out there. You know, I put everything into this project. What's one of these projects that you think that meant the most to you?
Probably the most recent one with Jet. Mm-hmm. Because it took hella, we were supposed to put this out, man, in April or like May.
Yeah.
And we said, man, we going to push it out to June. And then we go, man, it's going to be July.
Yeah.
It's going to be August. You know what I mean?
Because
we wanted to really make this perfect, I guess, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everything. So it sounds good. Mixing, mastering, Gucci. the features are Gucci. We have 3, 4, 5 videos to back it up.
Yeah.
So we are, you know, probably this latest one for sure. Let's speak. And you can see the growth too. Exactly. You know what I mean? From the
older projects, absolutely. Like the current now.
From the mixing, the mastering, the features, just the sound. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So. Do you find that it's difficult to stay relevant or in the faces of the social media audiences, or do you feel like it's easier for you because you've kind of been doing this for so long?
No, it's hard. It don't matter if you got 2,000 followers or 100,000. The consumer is spoiled, right?
Yeah.
So you got to consistently be in their face 100%. Yeah. I could throw 5 videos this month and then be relevant, and then I won't throw nothing on for 2-3 months. I'm irrelevant, just like that.
Yeah.
So it's
people
very
are just so quick to jump onto the next thing.
Easily. Yeah. Like, I mean, one touch of a button, boom, it goes a new artist, new song. You like it, boom. And then, you know, on to the next.
I feel like nowadays, like, these artists, like, they have this hit single or they might have a couple hit tracks. Mm-hmm. They come on the game. They're in for, like, a year, maybe two if they're lucky. And then people just start caring less, you know what I mean? They don't know how to, you know, keep going with that. So, what I respect about artists like you and Jet is that, you know, you've been through the tough parts, so you know how to get through, you know, the rough parts and just keep going and, you know, keep being true to your sound and not feeling like you have to appeal to an audience. You feel like, you know, the audience is waiting for you to drop, you know, your type of music.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And it's got to be in you, man. Like, a lot of people do it for different reasons. They might do it for the bitches. They might do it because their boys is doing it.
Yeah.
They might do it because they seen their favorite rapper on TV. Oh, I want to be like him. And then it ain't really in them. Like, I music is in me. Like, I still get excited when I go to the lab, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can still get excited when I go to a radio interview.
Mm-hmm.
So if that excitement is gone, then I probably got to, you know what I mean, try to
reconfigure
things.
When you feel like it's just work, it's just like, it's not as fun to, like, just, you know, do these type of things and everything.
For sure, for sure.
Exactly.
Yes, Lord. Yeah, so Concrete Chronicles, like I said, me and Stevie, man, I had hollered at him for a verse first. We did Blow for Blow, a single, and then he had hollered at me afterwards, probably about a few months after.
How many tracks are on there?
7 or 8 tracks.
7 or 8 tracks? Is that like a mixtape? So
it's a little baby EP, you know what I'm saying?
Baby EP.
Yeah, but all original music, all original beats. We got Turf Talk on here. Shout out Turf Talk. I got my producer here, Chris P. Beats. I've been messing with him for like 10 plus, 15, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's on a lot of projects. He's on my projects here as well with Jet. So, man, this project was really dope, man. This gave me a lot of notoriety because Stevie's actually, you know what I mean? He a household name, in my opinion, you know what I mean? So. Yeah. That gave me a little bit more push for my next two projects, too. Mm-hmm. So I appreciated that.
Now, I see you wearing the dope era jacket, the Warriors hat. You know what I mean?
Love.
So obviously I can see that, you know, you're repping Bay Area culture.
Yeah,
you know,
for
sure. You're born and raised in the area. What do you want people to know about the Bay? And, like, what have you seen in the Bay? And what do you want people might have, like, this bad representation of the Bay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What do you want people to know about the Bay that's, you know, they might think that's just bad or whatever?
I mean, first of all, actually, I wasn't born in the Bay. I was actually born in the Philippines. So I was born out there. I came here when I was like 5, 6 years old. You know what I mean? This lived in South San Francisco as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Went to high school out there. Moved to Tenderloin District. Mm-hmm. Moved to Oakland. So now I'm in the 510 now. But I've been all around the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the Bay is really in me. You know, East Bay and, you know, the city. So I love the Bay. It's different. You know, you got all different cultures out here. You know, I kick it with white folks, black folks, Latinos, you know, Samoans, Tongans. So it's a melting pot. And we don't really judge, you know what I mean, for the most part with the culture. Like, if you with it, like, you could tell, you know, you could smell the real on somebody.
Yeah.
It don't matter the color, you feel me? So
exactly.
In other places, it's different. So it's hard. At the end of the day, though, I'm still a minority.
Yeah.
So it's still harder for someone like me to make it, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to a brother, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Especially Filipino. I mean, I don't know too many Filipino rappers. I mean, we have Foreign Baby coming here not to go. I think he's Cambodian.
He's Cambodian,
I
don't want to
say.
Pilo's Filipino.
Pilo's Filipino. He's kind of like the headliner for you guys right now.
For sure,
Man, Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, and Pacquiao, baby. Yeah. Shout out Manny Pacquiao.
You could be the
Thurman.
Next one, man.
Man, I'm out of shape, baby.
Okay, not Pacquiao. I meant like rapping, you know, next Filipino star.
I appreciate that, man. But, you know, my style is more mob, more street.
Mm-hmm.
Pilo, he more, you know what I mean? I feel like more like the hyphy.
Yeah, definitely more
dance, you know what I'm saying?
He's been writing that song for a minute.
Yeah, and it works for him. So shout out Pilo, man.
Exactly. Have you worked with him?
I haven't. Okay. I haven't. I would love to.
Okay.
I reached out to him via like Twitter or Instagram before. Mm-hmm. I ain't got a response. But if you hear this, P-Lo, man, holler at your boy, man. Cousin D, man. The real Cousin D. Yes, Lord.
Let me ask you a question about, you keep up with basketball?
Absolutely.
Do you feel like the Warriors, we're going to have a chance this year? I mean, people have been sleeping on us, but I feel like with D'Angelo Russell, and I feel like with our we got Draymond, we got Klay on lock, I feel like we could still at least make a playoff run.
I feel like we would probably trade D'Angelo.
Probably like, you know, trade deadline.
Yeah, we ain't really tripping up because we paying him too much money.
Yeah, oh yeah. What was it, like a 4-year deal?
I don't even remember. But
too much.
Yeah, we paying him too much money, so... I mean, Klay, he gone for first half of the season. You dig, so, you know what I mean? I don't think we'll be in the playoffs, though, for sure.
Yeah, we'll be in the playoffs.
We ain't going to be in the finals.
You don't think we're going to be in the finals? No. There's still a chance,
Following year.
Who do you think is going to take ahead of us? The Clippers or something?
Like, man, probably, yeah, Clippers for sure. Clippers, Kawhi, man. Kawhi is a beast.
And Paul George, man. I mean, it's a collab. I'm excited to see what happens, man. But
it's all based on injuries, too, you dig? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you feel about a lot of these Bay Area teams since we're going into sports? I mean, the Warriors are going to the city. Yeah. The Raiders are going to Las Vegas. There's no sports teams left in Oakland area, the Bay Area 510. I mean.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it at all. I mean, I'm a Niner fan to death. When they moved to Santa Clara, I wasn't feeling it at all. Mm-hmm. And it changed the whole culture. You go over there, they got hella security. It ain't a football game. It's like a kid's game.
Exactly.
You know, it's like something you take your kid, you know, 2-3-year-old to. They got Wi-Fi, everybody on their phones. Like, it ain't like Candlestick, you dig what I'm saying? So, yeah.
The real Cousin D, man, I want to know a little bit about, like, when did you make that first song? Like, when you knew that this was going to be your path?
Man, it's really tough to say, man, because I just kept making songs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Do you remember the first one?
I don't even remember.
So long
ago, probably in high school. But like I said, that was just for fun.
Yeah.
And then probably in my mid-20s, after I got out and, you know, try to get my life straight, try to take it more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when other people are reaching out to me via social media wanted to work with me,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'm up to something here. So I'm just going to keep it rocking. I told myself, I took a break as well, though, a couple years ago. About 2 years ago, I took like a 1 or 2 year break.
Why?
Just getting my life together.
Yeah, get your mind right.
Get my mind right. I wasn't sure if this was probably my path or whatever. But then I told myself, like, man, I can't, you know, I love music so much. I'm going to get this shit one more jump shot. Off. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go hard. I'm going to go in. Mm-hmm. And if I stop, and then I'm still going to be in the game somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe doing PR mm-hmm. or A&R, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Put other people on.
Yeah.
But I'm going hard this time around. So I told myself that. That's my promise to myself.
What do you want the people who view your music? What do you want the people who don't even... You know, they kind of see you just on the first day or something. What do you want them to see when they see the real Cousin D?
Man, like the name right there, the real, man. What you see is what you get. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Very respectful individual. My music is heartfelt, come from the heart, authentic. Yeah. You know, like we talked about earlier before, you know what I mean? Somebody could say some authentic shit, but if it ain't authentic, you can't feel it.
Exactly.
So, you know, I could relate to the struggle, overcoming stuff, and I'm very positive and just try to motivate the next person, brother. So that's what I'm about.
I like that.
100%. Man, I just want to shout out everybody that I've been working with. My bro right here, Jet, you know, we're going to talk about our project here in a minute. Stevie, Turf too, Turf Talk, we doing a project as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? Shout out Big Bro. You know, anyone that's supporting me, bro. Remy Red, shout him out as well. Vitani, Big Bro right there. So it's dope. You know, being a Filipino artist, you know what I'm saying, with the mob shit, it's a little bit different. You know what I mean? So I'm.
It just makes the, you know, the rewards just as sweet.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Brother. Yes, love, for sure.
All right, Cousin D, man.
I appreciate you, love one. Thank
appreciate
you, man.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming to the platform.
For sure. Shout out Bay Area Compass, man. Yeah. Yes, love.